Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right here on WWCR around the world with the transmitting Jewel of the South as we bring you tonight's broadcast on the Shepherd's Call, an official visit. Ladies and gentlemen, what if you was a highly advanced or evolved being on planet Earth, and you were really somebody? For instance, President Bush and world dignitaries got an invitation to come to China for the nations of the world, their sports, the gladiators, the praise of the worship of the force of man. But what if you, in honor, got a personal invitation to come to heaven? You would probably be, oh man, thrilled. I know I would. But let's refine this invitation for just a moment and read some of the events that are scheduled, and you're scheduled to arrive on the Sabbath day. That's a day that Yahweh rests and relaxes. We know this from Genesis chapter 1, that He rested on the seventh day. And so then, your objective is to find out in earnest what day the seventh day falls upon. It's not important until you specifically are required to appear on the Sabbath day. Now, that's all it says. You are invited to attend heaven. And your personal tour guide for this occasion will be Yahweh, the Eternal One, the Everlasting One, the Mighty One of Jacob Israel, the Magnificent One. What an honor. Oh, you talk about going to China. Mr. Bush was acclaimed and accredited and with a dignitary courtesy. The nation provided him a place to stay and in a relaxing mood, festival, cheering on the athletes of the United States of America. It made television. It made world headlines. Of course, it just so happened that the leaders of the world planned the invasion of Georgia and Russia invaded on this particular time when the heads of state were preoccupied. Mr. Bush didn't even come home to address this issue. See, it's just, this is all made up. It's something that the world has done, and the New World Order, all the nations are in on the New World Order. You may think that they're divided, and they do that to keep your interest or keep you deceived or in some ways entertained with all of the exciting things that happen around the world. But you've got to go to heaven now. You've got an appointment. You've got an invitation. Come and join me on the Sabbath. That's all it says. Signed, Yahweh. Transportation will be provided. Okay. Now you've got to know when this ship, and a lot of Christians say the old gospel ship or the rapture ship. Ladies and gentlemen, you better know when the old gospel ship is going to appear to rapture you in to heaven. Now, it's the Sabbath day that you're invited to come, and you've got to figure out, your objective is to figure out what day that he wants you to attend and spend some quality time on a specific day that he blessed and sanctified. How are you going to respond? Are you going to say, well, now let me see, I'll go on Sunday. Well, if you chose Sunday in the Christian faith, you would choose the most popular date of going, because most Christians believe that the Sabbath day is on Sunday. But is it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are questions. So then, if you are halted between the opinion and you have a doubt of what day the Sabbath is, don't you think you ought to dig a little bit deeper? Don't you know that the Bible says to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good? There is a way that seems right. Sunday would be the choice of most Christians. And yet, we're going to prove tonight beyond a shadow of doubt that Sunday is not the Sabbath. Well, the next choice, the next most popular time is Saturday. And the Seventh-day Adventist, those who advent or hold up or recommend or promote or choose Saturday. That's the seventh day, they say. Now, this is strictly based upon the calendar that was designed by a group of very intelligent people that are not interested in what Yahweh thinks about time. It's what Babylon thinks about time. So the Babylonian calendar that we use today is in direct opposition and accredited to the change of Daniel 7:25. They shall seek. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Pope Gregory, after much debate, after much speculation, and many, many factors to be factored into the present day calendar that we have, in the 13th century, decided to, once and for all, set up a date, a time, and it's based on Sunday as the first day of the week, because Saturday figured out to be the seventh day, as we base Monday or Moonday, and so we have all these pagan days that are sponsored in the present day calendar. So if you're going to go to heaven on Sunday, you may miss the appointment if that's not the true Sabbath. If you're going to go on Saturday, you may miss one of the greatest opportunities, and it may never come your way again. be not deceived, for God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. He that loveth Yahweh and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. He that saith he loves Yahweh and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You think Yahweh wants a liar to keep company with? If he did, he'd invite the dignitaries of the world. They're good at lies. He would have it filmed, no doubt, for television purposes, if Yahweh loved a lie. But Yahweh don't love a lie. He hates liars. And liars are in direct opposition to, because Daniel 7:25 said, they will think to change times and laws. Whose laws do you think they were changing? So a liar that has changed the true Sabbath to Sunday, and if you participated and say, well, I know it's Sunday, you just believed a lie, and you show up, and you can't even get in because the Creator has done, worshipped the Sabbath day, closed the door. You say, oh, Pastor, but that's not important because heaven's doors are opening. They're open anytime for anybody. We can go into St. Peter's Gate, glory to God. There are so many jokes about St. Peter's Gate. It ain't no joke, friend. If you gain heaven, You better believe you've gained it by the skin of your teeth. You've gained it by praying. You've gained it by fasting. You've gained it by reading and studying to be approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Someone that will not walk naked. So it's neither Saturday or Sunday. We're going to prove that. Well, what's the third option here in the four cheese pie that we're going to make up here? We're going to give you four options. Well, the next one would be strictly solar. Now, the solar proponents would tell you that when the sun goes around the earth seven complete cycles, that would be the seventh day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that would present itself as a problem in the third option here is that you've got to have a starting time. You say, oh, glory to God, I know what day you start on. And so they pick a day out in the maze and the haze of the misunderstanding as misguided appropriations for numbers and mathematics, because numbers don't lie, but liars that use them usually figure a lie. And if you are taken by a lie, or you're deceived by a lie, or you're overcome by a lie, Yahweh said no liars are going in. So if you go on a wrong day and you've lied, you ain't got the right Sabbath, you're going to miss it by a country mile. Sorry. If you haven't got there on the day Yahweh set aside for the Sabbath, is the Bible plain? Well, yes, it is, but liars figure, and those that are deceived by the figuring lies of Daniel 7:25 into a way that seems right, it's very appropriate for you to go to church on Sunday and say you've kept the Sabbath. Very appropriate for you to be in opposition to Sunday and criticize it like a Seventh-day Adventist, and they just jump out of the frying pan into the fire. They're liars also. Because Saturday is not the Sabbath. We're going to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And so the third option, being the solar option, without a starting date, they don't have nothing to start up the solar count. Now we're going to visit the fourth option, and the fourth option would be lunar solar. The two great lights in the heaven as beacons or signals, just like Yahweh said. And is there biblical answers? Well, we have a booklet here that we offer free of charge to anyone that would like to order it, proof that weekly Sabbath days are determined by the moon. send it to you free and postpaid, ladies and gentlemen, because we want you to go to heaven on the Sabbath. We want you to enter into His rest. Take heed that any that has an unbelieving heart fail to enter into His rest. If you go on the wrong day, you ain't going to go. So it's a critical time to keep His day holy. It's not a secular day. It's not a day you pick and choose. You're not the pick and chooser. He chose the way, the qualified way, how to qualify time to spend with Yahweh, who is relaxing on the seventh day. Now, how is the seventh day determined? Not by Sunday, and not by Saturday, neither by solar, but by lunar solar, according to the Bible. Now, we're going to go to some of the things that would indicate that there is a time gate in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1 and 2 will indicate that the gates into the city, and now we talked about you going to heaven and relaxing with Yahweh. He is in heaven. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Well, He's coming back to take you to a perpetual Sabbath, a rest where you don't have to work for a living by the sweat of your brow, where there won't be any hunger, any famine, any electric bills for the elite to increase your wages and rob you as kings of the earth. When Yahweh warned, if you chose kings of the earth, you choose a system of Babylon that would destroy or change His laws in truth, or seek to destroy. And boy, the devil went to work readily, accreditedly, as it is recorded in the Bible, that Satan tried to exalt his throne above the times of the true Sabbath to change the true Sabbath when people should be gathering to worship Yahweh and to meet with Him and to fellowship with Him and to walk with Him, as did Adam, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all of the brethren that kept the true Sabbath day, had a fellowship day with Him because He gave them the Sabbath day and told them to keep it holy and to keep it. Well, we know, according to Luke 4:16, as His custom was, He entered into the temple of worship. That is a type of the heavenly sanctuary. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is on the true time, the heaven time, and the time appointed, and the Word itself instituted by Yahweh for us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The fourth commandment. And yet it's the most abused, misused, misdirected, and misunderstood commandment in the Bible outside the name. The name and the Sabbath are the two most important things in the Bible concerning your salvation. And the Bible said, take heed you don't let it slip. Take heed that no man deceive you. There is a spirit behind those who are determined to take away the blessings of those who keep the Sabbath and to confuse the issues until the point that you don't know when the Sabbath comes, by taking you out of the true appointed time. Then you have to gather with Satan, and he don't give a hoot what day you use. He approves Saturday. He approves Sunday. He'll approve any day other than the true day that Yahweh. He will not, I'm going to say this again, Satan will not lend his spirit and support behind those who keep the true Sabbath, he will fight you to hell and back, to confuse you, to condemn you, to destroy you, to kill you. Because confusion is of the devil, and every evil work is behind confusion. And Daniel 7:25 is the attempt of Satan and his agents to get you to miss the appointment of the rest of Yahweh. Take heed, lest any man, having an unbelieving heart, fail to enter into his rest. So you must determine, it must be that you put in some prayer time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you knew that you were to appear on the Sabbath day, but he didn't tell you which one it was, and you had eeny, meeny, miny, or moe, you might catch the wrong monkey by the toe. And you wouldn't want to drag a monkey into a place where a monkey shouldn't be. But if you're a bigger monkey than the one you're dragging behind you through your tradition, you ain't going to heaven no way. Make sure. Make your election and calling sure. Be sure. Ezekiel chapter 1 and 2, the gates to the city will be closed except on a certain day. Now, what day is it? Oh, it's on Saturday. He's going to open it up, Pastor Buddy, because I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Sorry, it ain't on Saturday. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, glory to God, I'm a Christian, and I love Jesus, glory to God, shunned I. And it's on Sunday, and I've worshipped on Sunday all of my life. That's the Sabbath day, glory to God. That's the day that Jesus got up out of the grave, and that's the day that we determine now to remember him. It's really the first day of the week, according to the Gregorian calendar. But it's the day he wanted us to observe. He wanted us to observe the day he got up. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it was a holy Sabbath day that when he was laid to rest, the Sabbath day was full. And it was on the 15th of the month, and the 15th of the month is always a full moon. He went into the grave on a full moon. I want to repeat that. He went into the grave on a full moon, and a full moon every month is a Sabbath. Now let's go to heaven. There is actually a scripture in the Bible that will confirm what Pastor Buddy is trying to teach you tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not teaching for my health. I'm not teaching to entertain or tickle your ears. I'm teaching you that you might gain access to the knowledge of what day the Sabbath is on. For many deceivers have entered the world, and I'm not your average come-along, hop-along. I don't have any monkeys I'm dragging around. I have the truth, and the truth is a sword that will cut away everything that is not like Yahweh. Yahweh wants you to know the truth, and it's the truth that will make you free. And if you're not free to worship on the day he proposes, you can forget about any other day. Yahweh commanded the seventh day. Now, it's not according to the Gregorian calendar. You say, well, seventh day, but it's Saturday, glory to God. You're just confirming what I've always believed. Ladies and gentlemen, I kept Sunday for 20 years. Being a little Baptist boy, I went to church every Sunday. Sunday school, Sunday evening service. I did it quite faithfully. Bible study on Wednesday night usually. Had become a tradition, and when I began to read on how the sun worship hence the pagan name of Sunday, came into being, I began to be concerned. So I just jumped out of that Sunday fire and jumped into Saturday. And I kept Saturday for 20 years. So combined, 40 years almost of blindness and darkness from the time I was a young Baptist boy. Then, ladies and gentlemen, I began to take note of the Bible. I didn't take mommy's word for it, or daddy's word, or the preacher's word. I took Yahweh's word, and I took it into my heart. And I began to become a doer of the word. And when I became a doer, it separated me from Saturday and Sunday. And I quit dragging those pet monkeys, those silly reasons, those traditional reasons, trying to drag them in and take them to Yahweh's house, because I found the door completely shut to me, as it's recorded in Ezekiel. It's only open on a new moon, ladies and gentlemen. I repeat this. Ezekiel chapter 1, or verse 1 of chapter 46. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we have an accredited prophet, the Ezekiel prophet. And it's got a timeline that is right in the Bible. And it tells you exactly how long that Ezekiel was told to do certain things. And when you figure it out, it only works through a lunar calendar. Well, when you read Ezekiel in 46, he must have knew what he's talking about, because he didn't throw the calendar away and pick up the Gregorian. He didn't come on Sunday to get into the temple. He didn't come on Saturday to get in. He come on the new moon to get in. If you don't come on the new moon and start your time out on the new moon, you're going to be off all month. And all next month, and all next month, and the 12 months that follow, you're going to be off, and you're going to be out of sync. And that's the objective of the devil, to get you to miss the greatest appointment, invitation, to come and sit with him in heavenly places. Your invitation has already been sent out. Whosoever will, let him come and sup with me. Well, he only sups with you on the Sabbath day. And the gates unto the city was opened on the new moon and the Sabbath. Now, folks, listen. Between the new moon and the next Sabbath are 7 days. 6 days to work after the new moon and then the Sabbath. It's a complete biblical formula that no man can deny. And yet they do. And ladies and gentlemen, you just missed the greatest opportunity to sit with him in heavenly places. You're going to miss the great function because you know not the times or the seasons. Oh my, it is very important for you to come out of the Babylonian Sunday and the Babylonian Saturday and the Babylonian solar calendar, which is all of the devil, who went to deceive the very elect. And he's done a good job. I know some good men that are striving to enter in, but they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to heaven, why don't you read Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. And verse 2, I dare you to do that, and then call Pastor Buddy up, and I'll send you this booklet as we lay out the Sabbath as dictated and commanded by Yahweh, with over 80 examples of the lunar calendar being the final authority and the thorough guide. if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light of understanding in them, and they will seek to deceive the very elect, because in Daniel 7:25, he said they will think to change times and laws. Isaiah 58:13-14. This is the scripture that got me, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one that really turned my heart around and made me take stock of myself. Isaiah 58:13-14. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, you want to go on your day, but Yahweh said you got to come on mine. My ways are not your ways, and His ways are not yours. So then you must conform, you must change, you must repent. That's what it's all about. If the change is not Him, He don't change. The change has to come in you. I don't care how much tradition, how much you seem right, it's how much you can stand up against the scrutiny of men of Yahweh. I know some great men of Yahweh. They stand for this lunar Sabbath. And they practice the lunar appointments. They don't work on the day that Yahweh said to come and worship. They remember it. And those that do work are trying to get out of the Babylonian system. And He said, come out of her, my people, and touch not this unclean, filthy, Gregorian, time-changing calendar of Saturday and Sunday. A work of the devil. Oh, we've got these scientific solars. Oh, man, they've got it all figured out. They know exactly when Sunday comes, or so they say. Ladies and gentlemen, you better read the Bible. Again, Isaiah chapter 58. If you turn away from doing your pleasure and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh, and you shall remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Verse 20 and verse 12 of the same verse of chapter in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 20. My, how powerful. 20 and 12 is the turnaround. If you will keep my Sabbaths, I will reveal my name to you. Oh, my. That turned my life around, ladies and gentlemen. That put me on a 10-day fast right there. That one right there turned my life around. And so help me. 10 days later, when I come off the fast, I laid on the altar for 10 days, and Yahweh told me to rise up, and He was going to give me a new face for the last days. He spoke to me right on the altar of my little church right here in Tazewell. And ladies and gentlemen, I rose up, and the truth began to unfold in a way that it had never unfolded. And I've been in 30 years of continuous preaching. And yet I had to turn around completely and go against everything of the foundational truths that I had held sacred, all my sacred